And welcome back inside the cave. Jeff Bowman, along with Andrew Morton. Gotta find those two. I hate sometimes on Excel, when you have to go all the way to the other side, you can't see which ones are which.
Yeah. Especially on a phone, because it's even smaller. And I mean, I can zoom out, but then it's like I have to zoom in to even see what I'm looking at.
Yeah. I'm looking at all of them, and actually John Roberts is in it, and his wife's in it as well. I was trying to see how close they were. But so, week two of the 96.5, the Cave Pigskin Picks, brought to you by O'Connor and Sons Floor Covering. So we're gonna have to have a tiebreaker this week.
Yeah.
We were gonna use some Lions stuff as tiebreakers, but the Lions haven't started yet, so we might just have to draw from the hat. We gotta figure it out. We gotta have a little staff meeting and figure it out. But Michelle Doan, she won last week.
Tied again for this week.
Also, yes, tied again for this week. Overall, she's an overall leader so far.
20 points, or 20 correct picks.
20 correct picks in three misses. And she missed on Tecumseh, and then Adrian College and Siena Heights.
Which? Who? I mean, it looks majority, 10% of people got Tecumseh, or got Gull Lake right, so.
Yes. Yeah, that was one that a lot of people were. I mean, Gull Lake, their record the last few years, they've only won a couple of games.
Yeah, and with how hot Tecumseh came onto the came out this season, I assume people were like, "Oh yeah, Tecumseh has a chance here."
I was the only one on staff that picked MSU. That helped me.
Yeah, and I mean it helps that two people. Did you pick Olivet Nazarene? Oh no, Ian did. I think
I picked both Heidelberg and Nazarene.
Yeah, so it helps that.
I went with my heart on Friday or Thursday when Pat and I were talking, but on my actual picks, I went with my head and went that way.
Hey, you almost lost that though.
Very close to losing it. That's for sure. Dang it all! I just got out of that. But so let me get back to what I was going to say as soon as I can get back to this email. So, amongst ourselves, I was 11-3 this week.
I was 10-4.
You were 10-4. Both Ian Went and Chuck were 9-5. And Patrick Hayes and JR were 8-6. So overall, I'm leading the Cave Dwellers with 17 points.
I have 16, along with Ian.
I'm 7th overall.
And I am 9th.
Yes.
So we got the two best guys here.
I was the only person that picked MSU on the staff. But the crazy thing, it was split 54% in the whole picks.
Which is crazy.
It is. So nobody beat the Cave this week.
No.
Because I was up there with the top.
Yeah.
Again, Michelle Doan continued her hot hand, tilted Tecumseh game, but she started 18-0 through the first 18 games. That's crazy.
Which is insane.
It is.
Again, she has an algorithm that we're going to have to figure out. And
yeah, she's playing Moneyball with the picks.
She's contacting these high school teams beforehand.
She's been out at practices. She's got some notes she's been
flying,
taking.
Flying those drones around practices.
Yeah. Yep. But so along with Michelle Doan, there was Matt Sisti, Robert Trevino, Kimberly Williams, and myself were all 11-3 this week. And so the current standings, Michelle Doan is 20-23. Ryan Moorhead didn't win either week, but he's sitting in second right now with 18. of 23. He better have had Tecumseh. He better have taken Tecumseh. He probably lost that one because he's on staff over there.
Who was it?
Ryan Moorhead.
Ryan Moorhead, I'm going to look right now for you.
Yeah. I guarantee he picked Tecumseh. He's coaching at Tecumseh.
Who knows?
If he didn't, somebody's going to be mad at him. Matt Sisti, Rob Trevino, Andrew Clute, Jeremy Rowland, and myself are all at 17 and 23. The most lopsided vote for this week, Michigan over Western, was a 98% pick for people taking Michigan this week.
Ryan did pick Tecumseh.
Okay. He better have. Otherwise, he'd got some splaining to do. Definite splaining to do. But it's been fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, this week, yeah, 11-3. Yeah, I'm right there on top. Mm-hmm.
Just wait. I'm coming for you. Next week, you know, are we adding in the Lions?
Yeah.
So even another one for me to get
right. Well, and you say I'm in seventh. But honestly, I'm tied for third.
Okay, and then I'm tied for third. Or no, you're tied for
third.
Oh yeah, so I'm tied for fourth.
Yeah. So it makes it even sound better than being in seventh.
It does make it a little better.
It's a lot better.
A little better.
I'm in third now. I'm not say tied for third, but I'm in third. You're in fourth. There we go. Even though you got a few people ahead of you. I only have two people ahead of me.
Oh, I'll
see,
be up there
so
with you.
Technically, I'm third. There's only two people ahead of me.
I'll be up there with you, though.
You actually have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people ahead of you.
I'll be ahead of you, though.
So you're an eighth.
I'll be ahead of you.
Because there's 7 people ahead of you. You're getting cocky over here.
Oh, I am. I'm confident in my picks.
I was very confident in mine. That's why I went 11-3.
Went 10-4.
This week is going to be an interesting week.
It will be, especially with adding in the Lions game, another game. So we'll have 16 picks.
Yes. And let me look at my email here.
I'm thinking.
Because I've got all.
You got all the picks that.
Yes, because I had to send the email out to get it put here. So let me entertain you for a minute here as soon as I find my email. Okay, so we've got Addison and Hanover Horton this coming week.
Okay.
2-0 Addison. Hanover Horton won last week. They're 1-1. Adrian at Ipsy. I did not see what Ipsy did. I know they lost pretty handily the first week. So could be interesting. BD at North Point Christian. North Point Christian, Grand Rapids North Point Christian, had a pretty good game last week. This is a Saturday game.
Okay.
Blissfield at Columbia Central. Blissfield should get that one since Adrian just beat Columbia Central.
I was going to say, if Adrian beat Columbia, I hope Blissfield can beat Columbia.
The big game where I'm going to be at this Friday night, the 2-0 Hudson Tigers taking on the 2-0 Clinton Redskins.
Oh, that's a big game. Oh, that one's going to be split. That one's definitely going to be split in the votes.
Yeah, yes.
I'm going to have to think about that one on who to pick.
I know.
I mean, I know who you're picking.
Come
it's
on.
Kind of a given.
How do you know that?
I don't know. It's just shot in the dark.
My wife graduated from Hudson. The house divided this week.
But are you going to go against Clinton?
I don't know. I'll you know what? It's going to be tough, but I'll have to be like Herbie. I'm doing that game. I can't pick it. Like,
yeah, you can't.
Sorry, guys. I'm calling that game tonight. I can't pick.
Yeah, we'll give you an out of state game to pick. Just a random high school game. Bishop Sycamore's next game.
They're not gonna have any. Although they do have a new quarterback, Cam Newton. So other game, North Adams at LCS.
you know, easy pick.
I'm not picking against LCS for a while. Madison at Whiteford. Madison with a big win, but
Whiteford
had a big win over Ida.
Yeah, they've had two big wins against Blissfield, too.
Morenci taking on East Jordan. Saturday, they're playing that up at Alma College.
Okay.
What is East Jordan known for?
I do not know. I want to say I want to say tennis.
No.
Wrestling?
No, not the school, the town itself.
Oh, I don't know then.
The East Jordan Ironworks. You look at most manhole covers around.
Oh, they're from East Jordan?
They say East Jordan Ironworks.
I did not know that.
Yeah, see, now you're going
to
be looking
at it. Well, because I don't walk up to manhole covers and just
you don't
look at, no.
You don't know what you're missing.
I know if I ever see you like laying on the pavement, I know what you'll be doing.
Checking to see where they came from. Onset at Hillsdale.
That'll be an interesting
Onset
one.
Onset 101 now. Sand Creek at Pittsford. Definitely, we'll see. I mean, Sand Creek, big win week one.
Yeah.
Had to sit out last week. Is that going to be...
Are they going to be able to bounce back from
after
it?
After effects from that at all? Pinckney at Tecumseh. Pinckney's going to be tough again this year.
Yeah.
And then we've got Adrian College over at Hanover, Indiana.
Actually, we'll have one less game this week because Siena's on a bye week.
Yes. And Hudson and Clinton playing each other.
Yeah. So two less games.
Yes. And Youngstown State at MSU. And Washington at Michigan. How about Washington losing to Montana?
They paid Montana $675,000 to lose.
Yeah. Come on over. Play us. We're going to give you some money, put you up for the night, give you some food. Oh, now you're going to beat us? Come on. That wasn't part of the deal.
And, I mean, Giles Jackson returning to Michigan. Yeah. Are they playing at Michigan or at Washington?
At Michigan.
So, yeah, Giles Jackson making his return to Michigan very fast.
And a night game under the lights.
Be nice.
There's some Michigan people doing. Charbonnet had another good game for UCLA.
I seen that. He's at like 250 rushing yards now.
Milton gets a win.
I'm not a big Milton fan.
Nah, you know. He's got talent, but he just does not. He throws the ball so hard, you can't figure out how to lessen it up sometimes and have some touch and do what needs
has
to
no,
be done.
Doesn't have any football IQ.
No, that's the hard part about it. Speaking of that, football IQ, did you see the stuff with where they're saying that Jones was basically teaching Cam Newton the playbook?
I did not. That's actually kind of crazy.
Ninkovich was saying that.
Huh.
Out of the locker room saying that.
Mac Jones was teaching Cam Newton the playbook. Yeah. Huh. So that means they definitely changed up their playbook from last year. I mean, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Alabama. Smart guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's had to figure some things out. All right, well, we got to take a break. We got one last segment here. We got some things to talk about. There's a couple things I want to talk about.
Okay.
And Pioneer Bedford game.
Yeah.
Think about when you played Bedford, and see if this thinks about for what happened when you played them as well. So,
yeah,
we're taking time out. We'll come back with more Inside the Cave right here, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.